This Family Life News Podcast is made possible by the support of listeners like you.
And Then There Were None is a pro-life ministry founded by a former Planned Parenthood director who left a successful career in the abortion industry when she realized her work was taking lives instead of helping them. On today's special feature, we're joined by Angela Huguenin, Director of Operations for And Then There Were None. Angela, you work with people who are leaving jobs in the abortion industry, and this is a pretty unique approach in pro-life circles. Tell us more about how it works.
I believe that we are the only organization in the pro-life movement that is helping abortion workers leave the industry. So they're facing a lot of challenges when they decide to leave the abortion industry. The main one we see is obviously a paycheck. They are earning high wages. Many of them are not certified to do the types of jobs that they are performing, but they are being paid well. And so it is challenging in that we need to find them a job to continue supplementing what they're making. So we do help find them current positions. We also help them with education scholarships. We also help them with legal representation should they need it. Many of them sign non-disclosure agreements, and so that can cause them to be silenced. And so we want to make sure that they have the ability to speak out about what they've experienced. A big piece of what we do is hope and healing, right? We want to share the gospel of Jesus Christ with them, give them the hope of redemption. And so we have a healing retreat program that they go through. It's in three different phases. It also opens them up to a network of other abortion workers, which is a beautiful, beautiful thing because they can talk to someone else who's also experienced the same thing that they had. And the word talks about being comforted and comforting someone else in a way that we have been comforted. And they can do that for each other. That we offer them to, not only help them to exit, but make sure that they're thriving after the exit. And most importantly, that they understand that Christ is for them and he loves them and certainly wants to save them. We have a number of different ways that we reach out to workers. Of course, the note card ministry is a big one. We have one woman who had an idea, and she has organized thousands of people to literally handwrite notes and send into these abortion clinics. And they have reached a number of workers. We've had some come out and say, you know, I got this handwritten card and it was so sweet and someone was praying for me and they knew that I was having a hard time. And, you know, so that's amazing that someone with a heart for these workers all across the country can just sit down and write 5 or 10 little handwritten notes and mail it into the clinics for us. It is a huge operation. And then we, as an organization, mail in cards once a month. We have one creative card that we send in. It's a postcard. And many times it's interactive. So we do like scratchers where they actually have to scratch off and see our information. We actually had one that said, she's a 10, but she needs to find a new job. And I had a picture of a mirror on the postcard. And so if she held it up, she would see her face. And so those kinds have been mentioned in several different interviews that we have seen coming out of people from inside Planned Parenthood. We have had several who have, again, they've seen these like scratch offs and maybe one is about mental health. And they'll say, I read that about my mental health and it triggered something in me. And I realize that this is not the job for me, you know, or just causing them to reach out because, hey, we love you and we want to send you a $5 gift card or whatever. They do see us as the enemy. They've seen us as the enemy for a long time. So we want to let them know that, of course, we will help you. Of course, we want to help you to not only leave that job, but to thrive in life. Like I spoke about earlier, it's such a beautiful transformation. And we just love what God is doing in the lives of many of these former abortion workers.
Angela, thanks so much for joining us today and for sharing about the work you do.
Thank you very much.
Once again, that was Angela Huguenin, Director of Operations at And Then There Were None. And I'm Abigail Hoffland, reporting for Family Life News.
Thank you for listening to this Family Life News podcast. If you've been encouraged by what you've heard, please share it with others and click the subscribe button to automatically receive future episodes. Family Life is a listener-supported ministry. Podcasts like this are made possible by your financial partnership. Find out more at familylife.org.